This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Be Here Now Network guest podcast. This series features talks from a myriad of modern spiritual teachers expanding on how we can all live a life in balance. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/guest.
Now offering some instructions on the practice of goodwill, loving kindness. I'd like to suggest that you begin the process of including people in the category of difficult people. But introducing this category, it can be useful to know that, or to approach loving kindness as if there is no obligation to be loving, to be kind. So it's not a duty you have to fulfill to be a particularly loving person. But if you're inclined to open your heart this way or stretch your heart, it's a good thing. The other thing in doing it for a difficult person is that it can be helpful to think that the practice is very private. The person doesn't have to know. So it doesn't have to be, the difficult person doesn't have to know that you're doing it, and you don't have to do it for their sake. A little bit easier. You know, after all, the person doesn't deserve it, so. Or something. But it's just a nice thing to do, and it's very nice for you, because part of the function of loving kindness practice is to lower, to remove the ways that our hearts are closed to people, contracted. It's kind of, think of it for your own sake. It's really good to have an open heart to the difficult people. And if they don't know about it, it's easier. Some people feel like if I open up to the difficult people, I'm going to have to invite them into my house and have them live with me. They don't have to even know. And the last principle is the idea that, I think maybe it's been said already, that the principle of loving kindness practice is to begin where it's easiest and then gradually explore how to do it progressively less easy. So wherever it's easiest, you begin, and then you open up where it's maybe a little bit not quite so easy, and then not quite so easy again. And eventually you get to the difficult person. And that means that you don't have to start with the most difficult persons you can think about. You just cross the line just a teeny bit to the person who just hardly difficult. Just hardly. And just explore what that's like and see if you can open up to that person. If you get a sense of that, then maybe you can take someone's a little bit more difficult and explore that. And if that's all you want to go, great. But if it's nice for you to go a little bit further and explore someone's more difficult, and then eventually, someday, you might choose the really difficult people. But only when you're good and ready. There's no obligation. Just take your time. Be kind to yourself as you do this. So to begin this session, take a comfortable posture. And perhaps take a few long, deep breaths. Maybe breathing into your heart center. Maybe breathing in deeply and opening or stretching the heart center as you breathe in. And relaxing as you breathe out. And then you might also then breathe that normal again. And perhaps feel your heart center if that's a place that is nice for you. Or someplace inside that maybe there's a sense of maybe tenderness or warmth or gentleness or kindness. A place that you associate with feelings of goodwill. And you might begin with some person who it's easiest to have this goodwill, for whom it's easiest for you to have well-wishing. Makes you happy to think of this person happy. Makes you happy to open your heart and think of them safe and maybe imagining them smiling. And then see if there's ways that you could open your goodwill, your kindness to this person. Maybe as if some people like to visualize maybe a light from your heart that opens up to them, or a radiance of goodwill that spreads from you, from your heart, in their direction. Or maybe remembering maybe a time when they expressed some goodwill to you. Maybe makes it a little easier for you to open up to them this way. And if it's helpful for you, you can use simple phrases to lubricate the heart, dropping pebbles into the great, beautiful lake of your heart, send the waves outwards. May this person be happy. May this person be safe. May this person be healthy. May this person be at ease. And if there is some resonance or emotion or feeling inside connected to this goodwill, you might feel it. Rest in it. And if there is no particular feeling, that's fine. And then you might bring to mind now a difficult person. But really choose someone for whom it's really a mild, mild difficulty. Someone whose fault is really minor. It irritates you in the most silliest minor way. Someone on the retreat who, for all purposes, is just a nice person, but is not very mindful about how he, she puts her shoes in the shoe rack and gets in your way of you. Something light. And see if you can bring to mind such a person. And see in what ways you can open your heart to them and gaze upon them kindly. In what ways can you have well-wishing for them? Perhaps you can imagine what they or their face would look like if they were happy, that they had a smile, sparkle in their eyes. And wouldn't this be nice for this person to have that? And then if it helps you to open up and stay connected to this image, idea, you can gently say the phrases or the last word of the phrases. May this person be happy. May this person be safe. May this person be healthy. May this person be at ease. And perhaps because it's such a mildly difficult person, you can appreciate that it feels better to have an open heart and well-wishing than to linger with the irritation you might have or the frustration. It's good for you. It's nice. And then you might bring to mind a person who's a little bit more difficult. Bring them to mind, maybe visualize them. Imagine that they're here, in front of you. And maybe like the story that Philip said last night on the train, maybe you can imagine yourself inviting the person to sit next to you, on the seat next to you, and be willing to hear their story. What's behind the way they are difficult? Maybe there's more than meets the eye. And the act of kindness is to take into account and listen and hear the background of this person, the fullness of this person. looking past the particular reasons why this person is difficult. If you really want to go far, you can have the person put his or her head on your lap. You can stroke their dirty hair. And then you can offer your loving kindness, your goodwill. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. So if you'd like, you could continue choosing one difficult person or go through a list of them, if you'd like. And you could also include yourself if you happen to be your difficult person, or some part of you. And if it feels like it's getting to be too much, you could stop. Or you can go back and begin again where it's easiest. Some person it's easy with. And when that's going nicely, then if you'd like, you can begin opening again to the people who are difficult. Be easy with the practice. Don't have to force anything. So in the last 15 minutes or so, if you'd like to do it on your own, it's a nice thing to do. when people do include the difficult people in the practice of metta, and for other categories too, sometimes it stirs up other seemingly opposite feelings, emotions. The difficult people in particular could be resentment or anger, frustration, judgments, fear, hurt. All kinds of things might come up. And I think it's best to, in a simple way, be welcoming of that. It's good to have them surface if they're there in the background. But there's no obligation to do that, to go into them. And so you could just back off. Or you could, what's very nice to do is to switch to do mindfulness with those feelings and kind of be with them for a while, acknowledge them, give space for them, and let them settle perhaps so they can recede into the background, and then go back to do some more metta. But the important thing to know is that there's no need to be distressed or upset or concerned that difficult emotions arise as you do metta. Sometimes that's just part of the practice, and it's, without making it be difficult or holding on to it, there's a generous way of just being welcoming to those feelings. It's okay. And then a lot easier to work through. So I hope that... I wish you all well. May you all be happy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.